9 to 10. Kyrie Jesu Domine, Dona
eis requiem. I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Welcome to Wise Men Radio. This is coming out of CITR 101.9, Vancouver, British Columbia, right at the UBC campus, huh? Well, today is Friday the 5th, yes, February 5th, February Friday, that's what I call it. But anyways, that little snippet that you just heard was a thing I've been brewing up for you. It was a little promo decided to throw in there. It was just hot off the press last week. I don't know, maybe you heard it around. Maybe you haven't. I don't care. Yeah, this is Wise Men Radio. If you're unfamiliar with the program, it's typically a three-man show. This year, it is just I, Lonely Austin, DJ Cornman, some call me. But yeah, so yeah, it used to be a three-man collective with my co-host Daniel Malvin and our recurring guest Galen Schmalen, but they couldn't make it this year. So it's just going to be for me, from now on and forever. I hope everyone's ready. It's fun being by yourself. Like last week was my first show by myself. It's good because you just kind of realize your stream of conscious. It's like you have that like inner monologue with yourself like all day. And like, I don't know, yesterday was a fun day. It was pretty nuts. I was just thinking about the entire day. It was like, oh, like I'll pretend like this entire day is a radio show. And so I like kind of narrated my life through radio yesterday in my head. If that might be, I don't know. If I don't know if that's weird or not, if you guys did that, do that yourselves, good for you. But yeah, so yeah, you just kind of like get to realize what I'm thinking and like my slow spiral down as I ramble about various things like I am now. Yeah, so we got a pretty good show for you today. This is kind of a thrown together show. I just kind of, this week was a little like here and there. It's over here for a bit, you know, and it's over here. So we'll see how it really goes. We got some cool bands coming up. I mostly play music on Wise Men, but I like, I talk a fair amount too. So we'll say a 50-50 mix. But yeah, so we got a couple cool bands. We got a Dr. Dog song, Tripwires, Julia Holter, No Joy, Wet, Stag, Deer Hunter, Tripwires. But yeah, we got some cool bands, so stick around. We got some sick things planned for you. Right now, coming after this, I'm done rambling here, is a song by Larkspur. I forgot to pull this bad boy up, but I believe Larkspur is a type of tree, actually. Or like this is kind of embarrassing. Yeah, but it's off of a new album called Your Neck, and it's the acoustic version. She's kind of like the spoken word sort of deal. It's like pretty cool. And she's out of Vancouver. The song's Tension. I think it's a cool song. So let me know how you like it, maybe. I don't know. But I'm going to play it. It's cool.
Ooh. There's tension in peace, still anger beneath the mantelpiece. The stairs never meet. To be careful, better watch your feet. Cling like a vulture on a cliff, photographs praying for a feeding, pacing like a tiger in a cage, smoldering pride captured, locked in frame. But peace does not mean we all feel the same, but forgiving, no one is willing to change. There's tension in peace, still anger beneath the mantelpiece. We breathe down your neck. Do be careful, better watch your step.
I don't wanna be your girl.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio, CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin. Yeah, so we had a couple of those things you call songs. Okay. The songs that we just played, I just played was a Larkspur song. A song called was Tension. The second one was a song by the band called Wet. That's I Don't Want to Be Your Girl. It's probably the most popular off their newest album, Don't You. Wet is a, I think it's a trio, actually. Yeah, trio out of Brooklyn. They consist of Kelly Zutaru, Martin Skullo, and Joel Valley. So they just came out with a new album, Don't You, came out like last November? Yeah, this November. January 29th, so very recently. Yeah. They're cool. They're actually coming to Vancouver. If you liked the song, they're coming to the Biltmore February 10th. It's $13.50 to go, plus tax and everything. You'll end up spending about $17. Yeah. They're sold out of Red Cat. So if you're planning on going, I like to get my concert tickets physical copies. You know, I like to put them up on the wall. It's kind of cool. It's good. And it's proof that you went and saw them. Like, but you don't need proof, man. But yeah, so there's actually a couple cool concerts coming up. I'm going to a couple cool concerts. I'm going to a cool concert this weekend. Dr. Dog, who I am actually going to play next. Dr. Dog's a cool band. I'm seeing this weekend, February 6th. Also sold out at Red Cat. Maybe you can find us something online. They're really cool. They're at the venue. Julia Holter played yesterday, I guess. Yeah. Yukon Blonde's playing tonight at the Commodore. Still tickets available at Red Cat. Go to Yukon Blonde at the Commodore. $21. $25 you'll spend. That'll be fun, huh? I feel like everyone I've talked to has seen Yukon Blonde like 8 times, so... I think that's kind of funny. I don't know. I've never seen Yukon Blonde. I don't know. He might have come to Block Party last year. I don't know. I kind of showed up late to Block Party, so I don't know if I saw him or not. I'm also going to Ringo Death Star at the Hindenburg February 26th. Everyone can come with me. It's $15. They're a sick band out of Austin, Texas, I think. A little shoegazy, but there's also some other cool ones that I'm not going to, like Joanna Newsom's coming, I know, St. Lucia, I've heard that name before, I don't think I like them, though. Check it out, Wintersleep's coming, March 25th, oh, cool bands, one great thing about being in a big city is you get to go see cool live music, and there's nothing more fun than that, huh? Yeah, all right, well, I've got some more songs playing. Yeah. Hey, this is Family Day weekend, actually. Yeah, huh. Yeah, it's no school, no work, maybe, I don't know what the work deal is with Family Day, but yeah, Family Day, Holiday Monday, long weekend, enjoying. What's everyone's plans? I know I'm not doing much. We got the Super Bowl, actually. Super Bowl Sunday, actually. Who's playing? Ooh. If you know one thing about me, is you know that I love sports. Sports, sports, sports. I live, I breathe, I sport. I think that Super Bowl is my favorite time of the year. That's because I get to watch great teams like the Carolina Panthers and the Broncos. It's the Broncos playing? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'll give you an in-depth analysis after I play a couple of these songs. First, I'm going to start by playing Dr. Dog song off the new album that actually just came out today. It's a song called Bring My Baby Back. It's a song off of their Psychedelic Swamp album. It's kind of a release of their old, their debut album, Psychedelic Swamp. But I'll talk about Dr. Dog after the break. I got lots of things to say about Dr. Dog. They're a cool band, one of my favorites. I'm gonna play the song. See ya in a bit.
Could be loved. place. We all just float on by, feeling all the urgency. It's hard to sit still. Doesn't make sense to me until I'm breathing through my gills. River, it's a calling me, screaming out my name, conjuring up old memories. Some things don't ever change. We all just float on by. We all just float on by, make the same trek year in and year out, never having no regrets except when foaming at the mouth, breathes into the universe in the grass we lie down, staring at the mysterious, sharing thoughts all around. Children of the wilderness, lost in the loud, returning to the origins once in a while. The river, it's a calling me, promising adventurous times, testing all of our abilities, making our character shine. Still we all just float on by. Yeah, we all just float on by. River, it's a calling me, yandering through my soul.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9, Wise Men Radio. This is your host, Austin. Well, couple great tracks played on that last break. Last song was one of my favorite. I think, like, this album is one of the best albums of all time, I think. It's by this, like, little band that no one knows from L.A. named Stag. They're really sick. They came out with a couple albums recently. Actually, I just found out they came out with a new single this last December. Maybe I'll play that on a couple shows or something. Stag comprises of Matt McGuire, Will Walden, Steven Becker, and Mac Welch. This is a really, really solid album. This album, Difference. The song that I played from Stag is their first song in the album. Too Late Now. It's up there with one of the better tracks, but honestly, they're all great. There's not a single skip song, so it's great. Give it a listen to. They've released all their music for free, which is awesome. And maybe even throw them some dough, you know? All right, and then before that, it was a song by Ari Lantella. He's a self-proclaimed sloppy blues artist. That's what it says on his Bandcamp. he's part of this pretty cool collective called Chicken Like Birds. He loves chickens a lot, and on the cover of his album Sitting on the Roof, it's him as a chicken with two other chicks next to him, and they're just sitting on a roof. It's really cool. He's part of this collective, Chicken Like Birds, and it's him and some lady called Jasmine. I just found this page right now, so I mean, yeah, go to chickenlikebirds.com if you want to know more info. Pretty cool stuff coming out of Vancouver. Great local musicians. I played also Dr. Dog, of course. Yeah, so Dr. Dog playing tomorrow night at the venue. I'll be there along with a few of my close friends. We'll be hanging out, jamming. If you see me there, give me a thumbs up. Fun fact about me, actually. So Dr. Dog is this. They're kind of. I don't really know. They have a lot of styles. I think they like to think that they're psych rock, but I don't know. I just think they're. I would categorize them as the broad umbrella term as alternative music, but they're pretty cool. I am actually. They run this website called SwampTruth.com. If you don't know of it, go to it. It's good. I am actually an editor for one of their website right there, SwampTruth.com. It's a pretty silly website. It's all conspiracies and stuff like that. it's really silly. Swamp Truth is all kind of, it's this kind of website that's all leading up to their new release that came out today, The Psychedelic Swamp. It's a pre-release of, or they remake of their debut album, The Psychedelic Swamp, and it's everyone's quest to get to the Psychedelic Swamp. So will I see you there? Or will I not? Find out next time, Wise Men Radio. If you make it to the psychedelic swamp, coming live from the psychedelic swamp, huh? Okay. Yeah, but okay. Before the break, I promised, sports fan and all, I love sports. Wow. I'm so excited for this Sunday, Super Bowl. Sunday, 6:30 p.m., CBS is hosting the Super Bowl Sunday, man. It's in Santa Clara. I'll just spit out some facts I know about Super Bowls. I think sports are so weird, man. Why do we... It's like the only thing where... Because essentially, if you're an athlete, you're being paid an exorbitant amount of money for doing physical activity that's not necessarily like... It's like skills that aren't applicable anywhere else besides sports worlds, you know? I think it's weird. It's if there was no sports, like professional sports, what are these people made for, you know? You know what I'm saying? I might just be coming off as talking madman over here. But I don't know. I think it's weird. So, Super Bowl prediction. Everyone's wanted to know. All right. So, I'm going to break this down for you. Carolina Panthers. Carolina. All right. Just let that sit with you for a bit. I think their colors are black and like neon blue. It's kind of cool. All right. Denver Broncos. Broncos. A horse, fast, speedy, but so are cats. Cats are pretty fast. Panthers are big cats. Big cats. Okay, the thing is, big cats are normally really good at taking down ungulates, as you can see in like the African savannah, the Serengeti. Like lions take down this blanked on the name, but yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So immediately you'd think, huh, Panthers totally could take a Bronco. However, these guys have no habitat overlap. So essentially these guys are coming into the game with never seeing each other before, you know? If you first introduce a top predator like this, who's just thinking about meat, into a scenario where you've got this big, large ungulate. I don't know what he's doing. He's fast. That's what all I can say about Broncos. So I think that a Bronco, if aware of the situation, could run away from a Panther. However, since there is no habitat overlap, I think a panther could take the Bronco by surprise. And that's what we're going to see this Sunday night, is the Panthers taking down the Broncos by surprise. It's going to be the score of 17 Broncos, 23 Panthers. Very close game, but Panthers will take it off in the fourth quarter. That's my Super Bowl prediction. I always think it's weird when also people, when analyzing sports, they'll take into account just the weirdest stats, you know, like 8 out of 12 games the Panthers won at home or something like that. I think that's just a weird stat, or like every time that it's been windy at 7 miles an hour or something, the Peyton Manning throws an interception twice a game. Like, I don't know. it's just the most bizarre. They come up with the, like, sports analysts, they come up with the most ridiculous, like, claims and theories. It's kind of entertaining. I don't know. I don't find it particularly entertaining. But that's just me. If you like sports, I'll go for it. I like sports. I played sports all of my life, and I never really got into watching them. Yeah. But anyways, enough of the jibba-jabba. I'm going to play a song by No Joy. No Joy is this kind of female-led shoegaze band out of Toronto. They're some East Coast Canadian city. I think it's Toronto. Yeah. But yeah, they're sick. You might probably maybe know them. I'll play something off of their newer album, More Faithful. The song is Rude Films. They're cool. Check them out. I like them a lot, but you might not. You might. I like them. So this is Rude Films by No Joy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Wise Men Radio. Well, so that was Julia Holter, Horns Surrounding Me, off of her 2013 album, Loud City Song. She's a cool musician. Give her a listen to. It's some really cool stuff. Yeah, she's making cool things. I don't actually know too much about her, but I know that people like her, and I like her, but she's from like I'm gonna take a shot in the dark and say she's from Brooklyn. Yeah, she might not be though. I can always look it up. I don't know what I was doing during the break. Kind of just letting the horns surround me. But the second song we played was an Orbit Over Luna song. The song was Le Bord des Visions off of their new album Disconnect. And they're kind of like this ambient sort of, it might just be one guy out of Toronto. It's Shannon Penner out of Toronto. It's kind of cool. Some interesting things. Disconnect came out February 1st, so 4 days ago, huh? So we're about done here at Wise Men Radio. I'm going to play maybe one to two more songs. Maybe not. I'll just play a song as I exit. But coming up, we have the student special hour, I believe. I actually didn't look that up, but that's normally what it is. so, yeah, it's cool. Stay tuned. Next week, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be next week, but in the near distant future, I am planning a classical show. But you might be saying, snore, classical. No, classical's like really sick. They've got it's such a crazy genre that I'm gonna play some like really cool things, like some modern stuff. Like I'm definitely gonna play some wow, I'm blanking on the word, but some Legend of Zelda soundtrack, maybe some Lord of the Rings soundtrack, some soundtrack stuff, but also some like classics. As I leave, I will play you a new song from Deer Hunter, one of my favorite bands. This album honestly was a little disappointing. It was a little too poppy for me. I'll let you guys formulate your own opinions. You might have heard, I think the big hit off the album is Snakeskin. But I'm going to play Take Care off of their new album, Fading Frontier. And as always, if you want to keep up to date with me, keep up to date with times, follow me on Facebook at Wise Men Radio with a Z or Z. Just search that on Facebook because I don't really know what other, how you else do it. So, take care, and hey, this is, take care, the song is Take Care, and take care, everyone. It was a pleasure talking to you. Nothing more than the fall.
second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.